if you ever play the innkeeper. Has anyone played an innkeeper? No one played the innkeeper? What would you imagine the innkeeper was like? What would you imagine the innkeeper was like? Any ideas? Grumpy? Grumpy innkeeper? Tired? Yeah. Stressed? Yeah, because he's working hard. Obviously got a very full sort of day. We can project a lot, can't we? You often wonder, does it become a reflection of who we are? Because sometimes we get the story wrong. And just a short clip from a movie, which if you've got, you know, I like, but many of you might not. It comes from a film called Love Actually. And there's a mum, and she's having a quick chat with her daughter, who's got a part in the play. So let's see if we can see that. Get that
working. We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
You know, there's no three wise men. There's wise men and three gifts. Funny, isn't it? We know that they laid down in a manger at the inn, but there's no interaction with the innkeeper. But he's a good character. And you ask yourself, what sort of person would we want that innkeeper to have been? How would we want them to have shown themselves? Because what we're asking is, how's hospitality demonstrated? I was thinking to myself, this time last year, the family were travelling down. About this time exactly last year, I just hit Melbourne personally, the rest of the family about an hour or two behind me. But we were coming down, we come to a new house, which we just acquired the day before on the Friday. The members of the church had gone in and helped clean the place out. It was just wonderful. They were showing acts of love and hospitality towards us. So as we came to a new city, we knew where we were going to be, who was going to care for us, we had connections. Mary and Joseph didn't necessarily have the same support network as they left where they'd been living, going out to Bethlehem. But interestingly enough, what we're talking about is acts of hospitality. The first and most amazing act of hospitality was the fact that Mary said yes. So the initial reading we'd had was came from Isaiah. It was Isaiah 7, and it was talking about the virgin will conceive a child, she will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Now, next week I'm going to explain more of where that came from in Isaiah and how that demonstrated a lack of trust when it was first initiated. But when it's talked about in the New Testament, when it's talked about with Mary, it demonstrates the exact opposite. Trust by Mary, as she says in hospitality, yes, my body can become used by you. An act of loving hospitality. And too often we've got to think to ourselves, how would we react in similar situations? And the innkeeper is quite an interesting character, because you kind of think, you project onto the innkeeper a lot of, how do we react? How would we react to a family turning up who needs help? Arthur Conan Doyle created and then when presented ourselves, kind of go, well, not me. You see, how would you react if you were in a position? I studied economics, but as part of my economics, it's a bit of fun. I did some English literature. I've never done that before. We studied a guy called Kafka. Franz Kafka used to write novels all about people who get trapped in situations they can't get themselves out of. And one was about this poor guy. He's desperately trying to get himself accepted. He goes through the whole book. Basically, he wants to be able to live in this village. He can't get accepted to be able to be given the right to get in the village. Until finally, after many, many years of trying to get to live in the village and be accepted on his deathbed, the village elders finally come to him and say, yeah, okay, you can stay. He's in this trap sort of thing, and as you read the book, and you read Kafka novels, you get so frustrated, you kind of go, if only somebody would take me out of that situation, or lend a helping hand, or solve it. And that's why he writes, and he wants people to think that way. But often, you come across people who, for no reason, no fault of their own, just be a helping hand. You might be the person to give it. If you consider Mary and Joseph, they'd done nothing wrong. Mary shows hospitality by allowing God to use her body. And initially she held the rest. Joseph shows hospitality by believing what God tells him through the angel and accepting Mary as his wife. And then they head off without much support network, going as doing as they've been told by a foreign king to go back to his senses. These are not sinful people. These are not people who've squandered or done something wrong. In fact, they've lived a righteous life. And are living a righteous life and just obeying God, but they find themselves in dire need. Someone comes out. Someone creates a space where there wasn't any. The system was pushing them one direction. People help them. I wonder, would you do the same? Because there can be too many inappropriate responses. They can go like this. Well, my world is too crowded already. It's too crowded already. I can't fit you in. I've got too much on my plate. Too late now. I used to have the fire for doing things, but I'm not doing that anymore. That was 10 years ago. I don't do that anymore. Too old for that. Yeah, I would have loved to help you, but the situation is just too complicated. I can't put the emotional effort into trying to figure out who you are. Well, the saddest of all, which is, my life's too common. You need somebody else to help you. Somebody who's got some extra special gift or has financial ability above me. You don't need me. You need someone down the road to help you. You see, God uses us. And he says, well, no. I just want to use the basic people. You and I. I want to use people who prefer I solve all.